Quarterbacks versus their career. We're following up yesterday. Who will have the better career head-to-head today with all the rookie quarterbacks that have a chance to make an impact? Today on Locked On NFL Draft.
You are Locked On NFL Draft, your daily podcast covering the NFL Draft. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Locked On NFL Draft Show. I am your host, former NFL and AFL defensive back, Eric Crocker. And of course, as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Ryan Tracy. That's at Ryan Tracy NFL on Twitter. I'm at Eric underscore Crocker. We want to thank you for making us your first listen of the day. We are following up, like Ryan said, with yesterday, kind of talking about guys who have the better start to their career as rookies. And obviously, it's a little bit more difficult to kind of decipher that because some guys are kind of, you know, just slated to play more than others, especially with this class. It seems like everybody's kind of coming in as kind of more so of a backup. We'll see what happens with Kenny Pickett out there having to kind of compete with Trubisky, and, you know, you got Mariota in Atlanta and Desmond Ridder there. Who will be the first to play? We'll see. But we will have more to go off of in the sense of their overall career and who will have the better career. So we want to pick here, all right? You have Kenny Pickett, Pittsburgh Steelers, Malik Willis, Tennessee Titans. Now, both of these guys talk about their draft slots drastically different. Even though a lot of people thought Malik Willis might be the first quarterback taken, not only that, but being picked in the top 10, he went third round. All right, so now we're going to start with you and put you on the spot, Ryan. Who's going to have the better career, Malik Willis or Kenny Pickett?
What's going to go in to getting your career that far, right? It's about having stability at the head coach. I call that a draw for these two teams, right?
Yeah.
Between Vrabel and Tomlin. So then you're talking about weapons. Right now, there's no AJ Brown. Right now, there's no Julio Jones. Like, there's question marks, right? For Malik, does that change? Right now, Kenny Pickett has the better receiver group, right? But right now, Malik Willis has the better offensive line, which allows him to learn, to progress, and change what he needs to work on, to develop into a pocket first and then be the athlete kind of thing, right? Which I think they're going to have to harness. The question becomes, a year from now, they should both be starters, right? I think we agree on that, don't we?
Right.
Okay. So for me, I think for development, I think the offensive line trumps the targets. So I think in terms of getting down the road where you're a guy that can affect the ball game, see the game and understand how to exploit it, then has the athleticism on top of it, has the better arm. I think as a career, to me, it looks like Malik Willis has the edge.
I like that. And I like that you know, talked about the stability of those coaches, because that was something that I leaned on big time yesterday during our discussion, talking about these guys as rookies. Obviously, from everything that they're saying, sounds like Malik Willis has a little bit more ways to go in the sense of just truly understanding how to, you know, conduct himself on the field as a pure quarterback in the pocket to make the throws. We know what he can do from a dynamic ability, but if he is going to reach his ceiling, I think we do agree that it is higher from a traits standpoint than Kenny Pickett. Now, obviously, that doesn't mean that he's going to be the better of the guys, so I'm going to kind of disagree here and still lean more towards Kenny Pickett, who maybe doesn't have the big arm, right? Now, I saw some people start to kind of put little videos out there, little clips of Kenny Pickett throwing passes downfield, passes hanging up in the air. He had a terrific receiver that just transferred to USC. He was kind of bailing him out where he was catching short passes, making everybody miss, running to the, you know, into the end zone. And that kind of maybe inflated some of his numbers as well. But, you know, even then, I see and it's tough because, you know, oh, high floor, low ceiling, right? You know, and I kind of hate when people say that. But I think where Kenny Pickett is coming in, I do believe he'll be a guy who can come in and kind of execute an offense. Now, will it be to the highest of abilities? Maybe not. But I think that he can come in, and again, in a system where he doesn't have to be the guy. Like, you don't have to make – every throw in the world. You just have to make enough throws, right? Again, who's in the backfield? You have a guy like Najee Harris. They're going to lean on him. They're going to run the ball with him. And I think you talk about the offensive line. I think over time, maybe not year two, but by year three, year four, I think Pittsburgh is going to get back to what they've been known to do, which is play well up front. You know, I know they don't have guys like Pouncey in there and some of the other guys they've lost, but overall, they will build that because I think their identity is more so of, I think they got a little bit away from their identity with Ben Roethlisberger. You know, he became a guy who can throw the ball around and throw for a ton of yards, throw for a ton of touchdowns. But if you go back, you know, to the early, you know, 2000s, things like that, man, they leaned on Jerome Bettis and played great defense. We're going to hand the ball up to Bettis. We're going to play terrific defense with Troy Polamalu and, you know, Ryan Clark and all these other guys, LeVon Kirkland, even going back further than that. I think a guy like Kenny Pickett is going to allow them to get back to that. Maybe not the highest of upsides in the sense of being Ben Roethlisberger and what he turned into for Pittsburgh, which is probably a Hall of Fame quarterback, but a guy who will have an 8-year career. Mm-hmm. I think that's Kenny Pickett.
Okay, that's interesting. I think they both have a rookie that they're relying on, right? Pickens in Pittsburgh, Trey Burks, obviously, in Tennessee. My question to you real quick, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, the cores of what is the advantage for Kenny Pickett right now in the pass catchers. Are they both on this roster in 3 years?
Deontay Johnson, who I really like, and that's been the target hog of the group, I'm not sure he is, just based on them going out and getting guys like Calvin Austin, getting Pickens, some of the guys that they believe can, at least one of those guys is going to turn into a guy that's going to let them move on from a guy like Deontay Johnson. We've seen them do that when they had Mike Wallace. And next thing you know, they got this young guy, Antonio Brown, where it's like, oh, did we give money to Mike Wallace or did we let him move on? And you got Emmanuel Sanders. Okay, what do we do with him? And then, oh, by the way, we got Antonio Brown. But Antonio Brown ended up being the guy that they paid, and they were able to let the other guys walk. I could see a similar situation like that with some of the young guys they have right now. Even a guy like Deontay Johnson, who I think is a terrific receiver.
Yeah, I like where you're going. We got to get into what is the other echelon. Is there anybody that can catch those guys? Is Matt Corral? Is Desmond Ridder one of those options? You know, you got to find somebody that can try to push for what this quarterback class is going to be, and maybe it's something special, maybe it's not. But if you're looking for something special to celebrate life's moments, an engagement, an anniversary, something that's really special to you, go to BlueNile.com because they can help you make it super special, make it a one-of-a-kind deal. Whether you're ready to pop that question or you're just marking the passing of what is a milestone in your life and your relationship, you can make it special at BlueNile.com. And right now, you can build the engagement ring of her dreams or a special life memento just for your finest over there, and they will help you. They have people standing by 24/7 to give you all the information that you need. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And our Locked On NFL Draft listeners get a special discount, $50 off of $500 or more. The podcast exclusive always goes for this particular engagement, whether it's a ring or a special one. Use that code Locked On, and that will help you. Use it on every order, and that code is Locked On. Again, plus every order is insured. Every order does ship free, and every order comes in a package that won't give it away so that you can keep it until it's that perfect moment. That's part of the process as well. And it takes some of the stress off of you when you're shopping. So go find your forever piece over BlueNile.com.
All right. And you talked about kind of, you know, taking the pressure off of things. And I think when you look at RockAuto.com and how this episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com, with the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now possible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts that your car needs. And they got everything for a guy that might be a little stressed out by the process of picking out parts and different things that they need. And, you know, this is the spot for you, especially for do-it-yourselfers. One thing you don't have to stress about is the price, because they have something for everyone. All right. Now, a lot of times when you go to a place like AutoZone, some of these other places, they pick the parts that they happen to have at their warehouse. All right. You have a computer. You have access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, or even sometimes 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and they have reliable low prices for every single customer. All right, and you know, they have everything that you need. Brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, new carpet. And they make it easy to find those things by going to exploring their website to find a solution for your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck, and right Locked On in there, how did you hear about us box? So they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliable low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Let's move on to the next couple of guys that we want to see. And, you know, these are guys drafted a little bit later, but you got Desmond Ridder and Matt Corral. So Desmond Ridder going to Atlanta Falcons, Matt Corral going to the Carolina Panthers. Which one of these guys has the better career?
And, you know, we talked about these guys yesterday just in terms of year one. They both have very good chances to get on the field. That is, I think, part of what lends itself towards developing your career. The question is, who has the most help and who has the things that you don't see on the field to help them? I really like the power aspect pass game that you're going to see in Atlanta. I find that intriguing. I'd like to see some power run with it too. I don't think they're going to have that between Damian Williams and Cordell Patterson. It's going to look very much like you've seen from them in the past. But on the other side, when you look at the pass catchers, we talked about Moore and Anderson and Terrace Marshall and obviously Christian McCaffrey there. It's more balanced, right? And I do feel like there's more explosiveness on the defensive side. So for me, I think career-wise, it may start better for Corral in terms of support. Do I think that he can put up yardage and stuff like personal stats? I'm not so sure. I think that that is a function of the coaching staff as well. And what is going to be continued focus on building that roster, I think, is going to take a step back before it takes a step forward. Whereas in Ridder, I think you've got an owner that's dedicated. I think that Terry Fontenot is a guy that has the long game in mind, and I do like his plan for the future for the Atlanta Falcons. And I feel like it's going to be more incremental and more built around the quarterback. So if Desmond Ridder gets off to a good start, like I actually think that he will, I think that bodes well for them taking that, making it more of a customized plan for him and building around him in a more distinct and direct fashion. So I think that leads to a better overall career for Desmond Ridder.
Ooh, Desmond Ridder. And this is a guy who I like. I mean, I thought if he would have came out the year before, things were trending upward. He played against Georgia and got demolished. And you're like, oh, well, maybe he can't play on that level. Played last year. And again, this is a guy who maybe slid a little bit further than most people expected. I think people were kind of slating him in that second round range, especially higher in the second round, maybe even late first. I think there were some people that thought he could potentially go to a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, he ends up going to the Atlanta Falcons, and I think he will definitely have the opportunity to play. I know we're discussing right now who's going to have a better career, right, between him and Matt Corral. And you look at where they're at. You know, the owner of the Carolina Panthers, newer owner, is he going to do what it takes to get that team on the up and up and start to be viewed a little bit different? I'm not sure. But I do know the Atlanta Falcons, they've done everything to try to get a well-run organization there. And they've had their ups and downs. But as of late, I think they've made a lot of the right decisions, even though right now they're kind of going through a little bit of a lower moment and they're trying to regroup and they're trying to rebrand and build things back up. I'm going to go with Desmond Ridder, though. I think this is a guy who, again, he has that playmaking ability that I like. I think the arm strength is there. Again, he has to improve on the accuracy. You don't have those issues with Matt Corral, but I do think if he kind of just hones in on that and works on that, just that throwing, he'll be fine. Watch him at the Senior Bowl. I thought he made all the throws to all levels that you would like to see. The layer throws over the middle, hitting digs, things like that. He has that. I didn't see the wild misses like I did during the actual regular season. So if he can continue to kind of limit that, again, work on that accuracy, I don't think there's as many questions about Desmond Ridder. All right, so I'm going to go with Desmond Ridder here over Matt Corral.
I like the way you're thinking because his delivery, I think, is smooth. And if he could just fix his feet, set himself up, I think a year in the pros is going to change him dramatically. I think he will grow into that. But I do think that Matt Corral is going to be a wild card for a long time. I think he might have to go through two or three staffs in his career. So we'll see what happens with him. But they're not the only guys. There's some bigger question marks, maybe some longer shots that we should get into too.
All right, we need to talk about the betonline.net first. And how's your number one source for all your betting stats and sports information? Find all the latest sports developments, news, odds, and including this year's basketball championship matchup. You got the NHL Hockey Conference Finals going on right now. You got Major League Baseball and all the games going on there. See, I got my San Francisco Giants hat representing here. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and more. Head over right now to the website today and use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action going on at BetOnline, where the games start. So this one's interesting here. You got Sam Howell, went to the Washington Commanders, and we'll see if he gets the chance to kind of get in there. You talked about him being kind of buried there on the depth chart. Then you have Bailey Zappe, and he goes to the New England Patriots. I think it would be the easier thing to say, you know what, Bailey Zappe, he'll never have a chance. They have a guy like, I don't know, Mac Jones, right? And I don't know. See, Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi, I think they might be a little bit more similar. Now, again, that might be a little bit disrespectful to Mac Jones, who was like one of the more efficient quarterbacks in the history of college football. He played at Alabama, though. Bailey Zappi, again, this is a guy, and we talked about it yesterday during the episode. Nobody has ever passed for more yards in a college football season. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to be good. I remember going back to the 90s or early 2000s with Timmy Chang and Colt Brennan, RIP Colt Brennan, who they threw for a ton of yards, right? And it didn't amount to much in the NFL career. Bailey Zappi, a guy who worked his way up from the D2 ranks and goes and then eventually plays at Western Kentucky. I think this is a guy who can eventually be good. And if we talk about the better NFL career, maybe it's not as a starter. Maybe it's as a long-term backup. And if that's going to be his role, I feel more confident that in 10 years, we'll be talking about him almost like a Chase Daniel type guy, as opposed to Sam Howell, who I could see be out the NFL in a few years. What do you think? So I'm going to go with Bailey Zappi here to have the better NFL career, even if it's not as legit starters.
And if we weren't pals already, we would be friends now, because I like the way you think. And it's not about Sam Howell. It's not. This isn't a slight on Sam Howell. He's got a longer path to getting any meaningful reps. That's significant. He's got a ways to go. We know that. We've seen multiple versions of him. Maybe he does get a chance this year. Maybe it doesn't happen for a year. It's a more conceivable that Mac Jones has an ankle injury or something. Bailey Zappi gets on the field. I think the interesting thing is that, like you started to say, they are very similar in that they are efficient quarterbacks. They are, for as much as the yardage would say different at Western Kentucky, they are more game managers. It's about processing. It's about ball delivery. It's about getting it out. Much like you saw Tom Brady when he was ending his streak in New England, right? And I think you, covering the 49ers, have a unique insight. It happened to Matt Castle, then it happened to Jimmy Garoppolo. I think Bailey Zappi has a better career than Sam Howell because he isn't in New England forever. I think he gets a chance. He shows something, and they trade him away like they have for their past backup quarterbacks who show something. I think he gets a chance somewhere else.
And I think that's what he's probably banking on, right? You go to an organization where you learn how to be a professional. You talked about me having the front row seat. I had a guy, Jimmy Garoppolo, who was a backup in New England for several years, and he gets his opportunity with the 49ers, and you see they've been to multiple NFC Championship games and a Super Bowl, all right? But one thing when you hear Jimmy Garoppolo talk about his time with New England, he learned how to be a pro. He learned how to prepare. Now, part of that was you learn behind a guy like Tom Brady. Tom Brady's not there, but I do think that there is something to learn from Mac Jones from the standpoint of his mental capacity, how he sees the field, maybe how he prepares. We see, at least from his physical appearance, he doesn't prepare the best, right? And that's fine. You don't need to be this 6'4", rocked up quarterback to be good in the NFL. You just got to be good, efficient, and see plays before they happen. I think that's something that Mac Jones has done well with, and kind of understanding a little bit more of how to take what a team gives them, even if it's underneath pass. I think nobody threw to running backs more than Mac Jones last year. Maybe that's just because of the weapons that they have there. But Zappi's going to be sitting behind him, and he's going to get a chance to see the things that he's like, hey, maybe I have a little bit more ability here, or, oh, maybe these are things that I can learn. And he's going to learn a lot from Mac Jones and ultimately turn him into a guy like we've seen with the New England Patriots who gets a job on another team. So, we've seen it with, Brian Hoyer. I feel like the list goes on and on. Jacoby Brissett.
Right.
All these guys that moved on from New England and had opportunities elsewhere. You mentioned Matt Castle already. I think, like you said, Bailey Zappi, that's a guy who, even if he's not that, I still think he'll be a long-term backup in this league, but a potential guy to get an opportunity somewhere down the line.
Well, and I'll tell you this too. I think what you saw at the end of his rookie campaign, you saw Mac Jones hit a wall, in my opinion. If he can break through that and grow from it, good for him. But if they find that Bill Belichick is not happy with the ceiling that he's finding with Mac Jones, you could see Zappi be a spark at times. You could see, of all people, Bill Belichick playing some games with motivating quarterbacks. That could be a process as well. So I can't say that it has to wait that long. But we should probably take it back a step, too, because we've picked three winners head-to-head, right? But unlike yesterday, we were just talking about rookie years. When you take it all in for this whole class, Who do you think ends up between – we chose Pickett for you, Malik Willis for me. We both were on Ritter. We both were on Zappe and those head-to-heads. But who has the best career overall from this class?
You know, again, it's – this might be a shocker, but I'm still going to go with Bailey Zappe. Because, again, he's going to come in. One, he doesn't have the expectations of some of these other guys. And I just believe in him, just the ability to potentially be that, like, backup, like, and be able to be good there. And then eventually have some type of opportunity. But, I mean, I could see him being in the NFL for 12 years just because his ability to, you know, just do things well. And that, a lot of guys can't really say that. We've seen guys kind of be drafted high, then they kind of get shoved out of there because, well, they don't meet the expectations. Then people don't want to pay that amount of money. Some guys you've seen kind of be able to get back into things, Mariota, Trubisky. These are guys getting a second opportunity. But Bailey Zappe, I think he's going to be fairly steady. So, I mean, that's a long shot. There's going to be people that push back on that. I'd assume Pittsburgh Steelers fans, listen, I've shown Kenny Pickett a ton of love here. But still, I think Zappe, man, that's the wild card right there.
Wow. Okay. So you're saying that Kenny Pickett, Desmond Ridder, Bailey Zappe are the guys that we got to watch, and Zappe might be the dark horse of all of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I got to tell you, man, I like where you're coming from. That's awesome. Folks, we want to know what you think. Leave us your comments. Yeah. How wrong are we? Or what do you think we missed? I've been on Zappe for a long time, so I might be biased at this point. You never know. But we'd like to know your comments. YouTube page, sub over there. Hit the like, hit the bell, do all that stuff.
And let us know how you feel about everything that we've discussed today. We want to thank you for making us your first listen of the day. Again, follow us on social media. Tell us how crazy we are. Tell me how crazy I am. My guy, Duzable, played in the NFL with the New York Jets. He was there at the same time I was. And when we put this out there, we put the last episode out there, he quote tweeted it and said, Bailey Zappe. Now, he might not be talking about Zappe as a rookie, but he might be talking about his entire career. Long story short, we see your responses. We hear what you're saying. Go ahead, add us on Twitter at Eric_Crocker or at RyanTracyNFL. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like all that good stuff. Leave a review. We appreciate all the feedback. But that's going to do it. Next time you see us, we'll be with my guy, John Harris from FootballTakeOver.com and who covers the Houston Texans. Peace.